Okay, let's track Nancy, because then you're following along with her, of course. Ann Arbor, you were in the real estate business from 77 to 81.
I think, John, if I can interrupt.
Yes, you may.
When Ted was going back and forth from Philadelphia to New York, I worked for a bank. I had no idea it was the Mafia Bank, but I was there for a few months, and one of the guys told me that it was run by the president, was a Mafia, and he had killed somebody. So the bank protected him, and he had his minions around to take care of him. So anyway, I was benefits administrator in that place, and we needed a new car, and we didn't have any money. So I went down to the finance person who had become a friend, and I said, do you have any recommendations for a car that I might buy? And he said, well, give me a couple of days. He called me back and he said, I have an American Ambassador with a 1,600 miles on it, and I could sell that to you for $1,600. And I'm going, and what's in the trunk?
Right.
It was clearly part of their scheme. They were always very nice. However, chief guy died, I guess, and there was a migration of all the people that were taking care of him. The other part of that is we lived in a house, a row house, and we were the end of the row, and there was a 10-foot chain link fence where we could get our car into the yard. And the next door was...
it was all jukeboxes and pinball machines. Yeah.
And they would park their car in front of my gate. And I'd come home and I'd have to get them to move it. And every day I'd have to go back and see them, and they would be in the back corner of the building playing poker, and I'd have to go back. The guys on the dock loved it, and they'd go, "You go, girl." But one day I said, "Would you move your Cadillac, black Cadillac?" And without looking at me, but one of them said, "Would you like one?" I said, "Thank you, no, but please move it."
I don't know if this is a time to say how in the world did you ever come to Tulsa, Oklahoma, or not, but
we've got to
do that. So let's talk about that. And maybe, Ted, you can tell us what you were doing.
Well, what happened essentially is after that time that we had in Ann Arbor, the five-year period, there was a brief time we went to Earlham College. I was head of the SOCH department, taught there for 2 years. Didn't work out for us. We just didn't fit into that Quaker community. So we went back, and I taught in engineering humanities at Michigan again. And that was a wonderful experience. But after that, I had finished everything on the PhD and essentially defended it in 1974 and received my degree in January of 75. So I was ready then to try and find a teaching appointment in a philosophy and religion department. And that's what essentially happened by 1979. But again, the family was still in Ann Arbor, and we were commuting back and forth. By this time, by the way, we had been to Columbia, adopted two young kids. Nancy had her hands full not only with real estate, but she was trying to raise these kids.
We had the third one by then.
But did we have the third one? Yeah, we ended up with three, but the last one was 12 years old when she came to us. Nancy can explain that if you wish. But Anyway, therefore, we were offered a teaching appointment, that is, I was, at the University of Northern Iowa in philosophy and religion. So that's how we moved the family, et cetera, finally over there. And it was there up through 1984, as I was teaching, that again, I saw this fellowship offer that came through from NEH that said, there's a theater company in Tulsa that's looking for a scholar in residence to work with them. Well, that was a perfect combination for me, theater and scholarship. And so I applied and they hired me and we came down, got here, I think it was right after Christmas in 84, and I began working for the American Theater Company for the next 2 years here in Tulsa.
Okay, American Theater Company brought you here.
Right.
All right, and Nancy, were you ready for that move? I mean, what were you doing when he gets this?
Well, I was working for a building company in Michigan, and I was their marketing person. You know, I worked there for, what, three or four years? And so I just quit the job.
Right.
But I had, during that time, the market in Tulsa was skyrocketing. So we came down here, my boss and I, and looked around and, you know, we said, oh, it's not a fun place. It's so segregated. And where we want to build, we couldn't sell diverse populations. We just couldn't. What they would do is tell people that they had just sold that house,
mm-hmm.
all that crap. And so I had a very bad taste of Tulsa. We didn't come down at that point, but later when he saw this thing and said, we need to move to Tulsa, I'm going, oh, dear God.
Mm-hmm.
And Tulsa has been very good to me.
Yes, right. So, let's give you credit here. I'm going to back up here because you were a professional potter, ceramist. You produced and sold pottery, taught classes. I mean, you had that creative side to you as well.
Yeah, yep.
That was her Ann Arbor other thing that she was doing.
But you adapted to Tulsa immediately and enjoyed with the theater company the
yes.
work you were doing. A little
right.
more about that.
Well, it essentially, as I suggested, gave me a chance to put, you might say, both sides of my professional life together for the first time. And what I enjoyed doing was more of the writing for the first time about theater in a situation where I was commenting on performances we were preparing and doing. Like I remember the first one I wrote about was they were just doing, when I arrived, the Diary of Anne Frank. And so it gave me the first time to really kind of do some research about the Holocaust and what was going on and then write a little essay about that. And so that was kind of my fundamental job. Every time that they would pick and do a play, I would write an essay about it that we would put in a companion reader, essentially, that went along. So I did that all the way through, and so that was a great experience. I did a little bit of directing, less successful, but I had a great time producing a production, a modern dress version of Sophocles' Oedipus the King that the American Theater Company did. So that continued for the 2 years, and then the grant essentially ran out. And by that time, however, Nancy had established her professional life, beginning with DIVIS, the Domestic Intervention Service, which she can talk about. But I had written one essay defending the American theater, resident theater groups, doing a Christmas carol every holiday season. And many had criticized the resident theater movement for doing it. They saw it was just a moneymaker, you know, why do this? And I wrote an essay, and it finally got published in the National Theater Magazine called Christmas Carol, Is It More Than Just Money? And what I was trying to show them was that it really was part of two things. One, it saved the celebration of Christmas. That is, when Charles Dickens writes Christmas Carol, mostly by that time, people didn't make much of Christmas celebration. It was really, the Puritans particularly thought it was unseemly to do that, this whole thing about. And he was trying to show that it could be, theologically ennobling if you understood the real his version of a story about Christmas Carol. So I took that and said, look, he saved Christmas when he wrote it for the first time, and now we continue to use it as a ritualized way to remind people that there's more going on at Christmas than just giving each other presents.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of the other people at the American Theater Company that people might remember their names?
Greg Roach was one of the leading actors. Melanie Fry. They did a version of another person that comes immediately to mind, of course, is Bob Odle. And they did a version that just you usually broke everybody up, which was their kind of version of a way every summer of doing a satire about Tulsa life or Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. It was called the Joyce Martel Review, mm-hmm. and it was hysterical, and they had so much fun doing that. Carl Krauss, they still do Christmas Carol, I think, every year around the holiday season. And Carl has been doing Scrooge now for years, I think.
Isn't it nice to know that Tulsa was a community that had such a respected place?
Yes.
Not only here, but apparently nationally, too. You were introduced to it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.